And now back to the number one radio show for more than 25 years and counting. Good Lord, how bad are all of the other shows?
Really bad.
This is Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
All right, we got this email, rad@radradio.com. Oh, good, it's from Kenzie.
Hi, Kenzie.
All right, great. So we're doing a Radaday show this Saturday morning, 6 to 9, live on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, which that's not why I'm making my little snide remarks. Producer Nick, who's with us now for the rest of the week.
Nick.
He's going to be here Saturday. That's not why I'm making the snide remarks. So it's Obesity Wednesday.
Oh.
As we hone in on Fat Rob, that would be me, and the Fat Rob line, which is in the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
At radradio.com, mugs and all different types of shirts that you can order. I weigh in with my doctor a couple hours from now. We'll see. But my appetite seems to have stabilized.
Boo.
Which it went insane as I cut out alcohol. But it seems over the 5 days, which is exactly what my doctor said it would do. But we'll see. And so, you know, everything must go. It's kind of the clearance sale over the next week. I hope, for the Fat Rob crack. So the Radaday show is this Saturday. Some Kenzie wrote in and said, shouldn't it be called Fatter Day?
Oh,
because everybody's going to be wearing Fat Rob gear.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
At which, Rob, your lawyer actually just called me and said your chair is filing for disability.
That was pretty damn good.
Shut up, Kyle. Hey, if you're a welfare recipient and you're just waking up to start your busy day. Here's a recap via emails from allegedly working Americans.
Nom, nom, nom.
Of what you missed on today's show, Graham. William wrote in, because we were talking about the flamethrowers and the new robotic dog flamethrower.
Oh, good Lord.
It is legal in almost every state in America. Couple states you have to have a permit or whatever. It's $9,400, but you can remote control it.
That's the least you should have as a permit.
Wi-Fi blue. It only shoots flames though, which is what William's writing about. Who says only on the Rad Radio Show can you flip on the radio and stumble on a conversation about shooting mashed potatoes out of a robot dog? Because we started wondering, make it less lethal. What else could you shoot out of it, like mashed potatoes or a bug spray Kyle wanted or something like that?
Yes.
Justin wrote in and said a non-murdery alternative would be to replace the fuel with Axe body spray. That way the intruders, et cetera, would run away stinking like a middle school locker room.
Nothing wrong with that.
You were an Axe guy in your day, weren't you?
Dude, I had the Axe Kilo, the green one. Oh, yeah, I was all about it. Even had the shower gel.
Oh, boy. You know what? Better than stinking, because boys can smell at that certain age,
yeah.
And they don't know it, and your poor mom's like, I think it's time for deodorant.
Yeah, and I never like went out and chose it. It just ended up in a stocking one year for Christmas. I got like the spray and the
that's
body
why.
Wash,
that's
and then
why.
It started just coming, and I wasn't buying it until I got older.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The subtle hint.
Exactly. Yeah.
Stocking stuffer.
Yeah, how do you tell the teenage boy he smells? Without hurting his feelings.
Yep. Now it's all settling in. Damn.
B wrote in and went a step further than Axe body spray, another stinky option. She said, how about something stinky to shoot them with, like rotten eggs firing out of the...
Ooh.
Again, I think that would jam up the flame-throwing...
But these holes are getting bigger.
Insert joke here. Either sexual or about how much bigger Rob's getting. You know, whatever. You do you. If you watch us live... on Rad TV, I'm totally not getting tired of this.
He's winded.
Buddy, you know, right. It's funny because you're not fat. That's what makes it so funny.
At members.radradio.com, during commercial breaks, you get a question of the day. You email in your answer. We save them for the end of the show. What was today's question, Brando?
What is one article of clothing that someone could wear that would make you walk out on a date with them and why?
Oh,
awesome. let's see. Adrian.
Yo, Adrian!
Said, what makes my stomach turn is when men, especially hairy-toed men, wear flip-flops with jeans. Ugh. I don't need to see those dirty feet while out to dinner.
What if they're clean feet?
Yeah.
It's still a bad... Was it a date or a first date?
A date.
Okay.
Not a first date.
Okay, because I remembered I've got, you know, in that endless folder of show prep that you can do anytime, it's not topical. I've got an article where they polled, I think, men and women on what could somebody wear on a first date that would immediately turn you off. But our question was just, okay, we're dating and...
Yeah, where are you going? Like, you gotta go to... Are you going to, like, a beach place, right? Like,
a
is it outdoors?
Oh.
And, because
still. I mean,
but it's more accepted with the flip flop thing.
But not for her because she doesn't like the hairiness, the hairy toes.
That must be the difference because I am a big proponent of flip flops and jeans, and I love the feel, the style. Yeah. I know Kyle mocks me for it.
Yeah, and
it's fine.
I don't like it.
Good for
you. Know what? Not all guys can pull it off. But some guys can, and it looks really cute.
Yeah, I think the strung out look that I put off really does give that panache of, oh, he's homeless. Wow, that looks good. Man.
So Joyce got very specific. For some reason, she wrote, I imagine it's a date at the pool.
Oh.
Because remember, it's not a first date. That's why I wanted to clarify that. So, okay. And the guy shows up in a Speedo.
Oh, bye.
I am out of there faster than the Roadrunner.
I'm not even saying hi. I'm gone. I'm not even saying hi or bye.
But what if he's got that cut look at the bottom of his abs that, you know, it's got that chisel going into the Speedo?
Okay. What if it looks like there's a potato in that Speedo?
That to me, Speedo does not equal man.
Yeah. No.
Men don't wear Speedos.
Yeah, that's very American. And I mean, and there was, you know, look, we can all have our thing.
No.
Ugh. Plus, it might be a fingerling potato.
Yeah. By the way, what I mean is that attitude is very American, that it's not manly. Yeah, that's what I meant. So just everybody's clarifying. Alex wrote in, says, I've never been too picky. Yes, we got a few of these, so I chose Alex's just so we can get out of the way. Right. I've never been too picky about what a woman wears on a date. I'm more interested in what she's willing to take off.
Yuck, your clothes look better on my bathroom floor.
I think the no-go for me is Crocs. If she shows up wearing Crocs, I'm leaving her with the bill.
You save those for later where you're wearing sweats
T-shirt. After you've done the Alex thing, you've taken everything off.
What if them Crocs have stripper heels on them?
Hell no.
Didn't they make a special version of those?
They have Crocs with heels, and they also have Croc cowboy boots.
Terrible. Back in my day when I was dating a lot in my 20s, the thing was, God, remember those webbed belts, Rob, that quote cowboys, but they're not cowboys, but they thought they were cowboys. Mm-hmm. It was their belt, and it was like their cowboy belt, and it hung down in front of them. And like they thought they, you know... We wanted to date true, real cowboys. So when a guy showed up that way, we're like, yeah, okay, bye, you're out. He could have been a very nice person. I want a actual cowboy, and that to me shows you're not, because no real cowboy would leave the house with that. Wouldn't even own that.
This is the first impressions thing. But now those belts, which they're called a different name now, the nylon stretch belts or whatever, because we were talking about them last week, those are back in. They're hugely popular. But still, you don't wear them with the flap hanging down like you got
way
another
down,
ding.
Remember? Yeah.
That's outside of your pants, for God's sake.
Terrible.
We also got this note from Jason. It says, if I walked into a date and she was wearing a shirt that said vegan for life, I'm out.
Yeah.
No explanation needed.
Well, they wouldn't need to wear the shirt. They just tell you.
Right. You would have already known that.
That's so true.
However, you would have made the date. Somehow, you would have found out. All right. If you stick around on Rad TV at members.radradio.com or on the Rad Radio app or in Sacramento on 104.7 FM, 890 AM, the Mixed Pick Sports Show is about to start. Very special edition today. It does not feature Steve Mickelson from the very show that it's named after, the Mixed Pick Sports Show. Instead, we've cobbled together Dawn's husband, Gary, done the sports show before, and producer Nick is going to join us as well and show off to the very surprised Dawn earlier this morning that he actually has sports knowledge, because Dawn obviously thinks Nick is quite effeminate and doesn't like sports for some reason. I'm sorry, Nick.
But look, I do skew a little girly. I get that, but I still like my sports, and I'm excited about it.
I think what it is like we've been at a lot of gatherings together, which I've loved, and Nick's usually with the girls.
Yes, drinking his Chardonnay.
And the guys are like, you know, they're all talking their sporty stuff, so I always thought it's because you're like, I don't want that talk.
Yeah, Nick loves sports with balls.
We also then, right after that, on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, we'll post the brand new episode of the Probcast with my wife and I, and we talk about the shift from alcohol to appetite, and it's so funny the way she plays along. That's really great. Along with all the other stuff we have posted at Rad TV at members.radradio.com. For the rest of you, we'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys, I'm going home. Talking poo is where I draw the line.
Go on and go home, you fat chicken. Bye, diddly eye. So long.
God bless you.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Fare thee well.
Dar. Bon voyage. Toodle-oo.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Ha-ha.
So long, stink town.